Yeah, this is Willie Terry, a Roman labor correspondent for the Hustle and Mohawk Magazine Network. And I'm here today at the Labor Temple with the executive director of the Capital District Area Labor Federation, Mark Emanation. And how you doing, Mark?
Good, Willie. Great to see you. I'm doing fine.
Alrighty. So, Mark, the last time we interviewed was last year. So
right.
We're in a new year now. But before I get into, all the specific questions, can you give us a brief overview of Al and your role in it?
Yeah, the Capital District Area Labor Federation is over 120,000 union members, from teachers to plumbers to grocery workers to painters, everybody. And in the 11 counties, Albany, Rensselaer, Schenectady, Saratoga, Montgomery, Fulton, Schoharie, Warren, Washington, Hamilton, and Southern Essex counties. And so it's a huge geographic area. For instance, Hamilton County, which is a long ways away from here, 2.5 hours, there's 4,000 people live in Hamilton County. 400 of them are union members, and there are members. So my role is to try to do the best I can to, reach out to those 120,000, 27,000 to try to get them to work together in unity on issues of solidarity, and to support whatever they're doing. If they're doing an organizing drive, if they're doing if they're on strike, or they're preparing to go on strike, if they're in a contact battle like the Ellis Hospital nurses, Bellevue Hospital nurses, all of those things. That's what we do. We also put on a bunch of special events over the course of the year that are educational and protest-oriented, and we work with a lot of community groups to try to get the gospel of unionism out amongst working people all over the state.
Right. Oh, okay. And mainly you work with the leadership of those Central Labor Councils.
Yes. We have 5 Central Labor Councils. We work with the leadership of those Central Labor Councils, and we try to, if there's an election coming up that unions put forward, have a candidate that they're backing, we work on those election campaigns. Those kind of things.
Okay.
Get legislation passed.
Right. Okay. So, Mark, like I said, we haven't talked since last year, and during last year, labor was in the news a lot.
A lot, year. Yep.
So what I want to ask you, what was some of labor movement positive and negative struggles or aspects in 2023? I'm going to ask you in stages,
Okay.
Like, what was some of the negative and positive aspects of the labor movement on a national level?
Well, let's start with the positive.
Okay.
There was over 400 strikes last year, work stoppages nationwide, that won, for the most part, great concessions from the bosses, from the people that own these companies and run these companies.
Right.
And there was a bunch of other successful non-strikes, like the UPS Teamster battle. The Teamsters did practice picket lines that were enormous, and it put so much pressure and tons of community stuff, and it put so much pressure on UPS that UPS gave them a very good contract that was voted up in a big way by the Teamsters. So they avoided the strike, but they worked really, they got a good contract. And even the threat of it nowadays, sometimes you can get a good contract just even with the threat of it, because they see that working people and their unions are fed up with the conditions that we're facing. So, and then we also organized, the FLCIO's unions organized over 303,000 new members. So those are all positive. The negative on the thing is that we still lost lots of members. There was things shutting down, like ShopRite, and we lost 660 union jobs. College of St. Rose lost all those jobs. Mm-hmm. That's starting to trickle around the country where those things are done. Warrior met the big miner strike in Alabama. Those guys lost. There's been other strikes, bakery, confectionery, tobacco, whatever, that union that had, really strong strike, and they just went back to work with not getting a contract, saving the jobs. You've had the positive of Starbucks, for instance, where they got, they're fighting for a contract and they're getting there, but they're not there yet. We see like the big, huge organizing drive that was done and successful at Albany Med. Now they're fighting for their second contract. They're in a mess. The Ellis Hospital nurses, the company offered them a 0% raise for the first year of the contract. Zero. Rent didn't go up zero. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get the PRO Act passed. Mm-hmm. So we're still fighting. We're still fighting, and that's the good news. And I think on the other thing, the other side of it, though, you'd be foolish looking at how bad conditions are for working people and thinking that we're winning. We're fighting, which is a good thing.
Right.
But, 68% of Americans, I just saw this the other day, that we have 813 billionaires in the United States that have $5.7 trillion worth of wealth, and 68% of families are living paycheck to paycheck. And 25, the town that we live in, 25% of the population lives under the federal poverty level. And those are miserable conditions. And, the thing that just happened in Baltimore, where the boat hit the bridge.
Yeah.
Well, for years now, they've been trying to get those protective things around the things that hold the bridge up, whatever, mm-hmm. that go into the water, mm-hmm. that would avoid those accidents. The people that run that thing didn't allow them to do that, didn't spend the money to make that safe, hence this terrible accident that killed, the six workers.
Right.
Those are immigrant workers who get treated terribly by the people that run this country. They're blamed for everything, the immigrant workers and migrants and stuff like that, so-called migrants or workers that came here to get a better life. So we got a lot of work to do. But the positive thing is, if you asked me these questions 10 years ago, the negatives would be there, but the fighting back and the strikes and the organizing, that wouldn't be there. 10 years ago, this wasn't happening.
Right. Well, that's the reason I asked you, because I want to get, go back 2023 before I come to 2024.
Right.
And you talked, I think you just talked about some of the stuff that's going on that was happening in the state
right.
and local. Is there any more in reference to the state and local level?
Well, so we got these three big hospital contracts coming up. Ellis, Bellevue, and Schenectady. Nathan LaTower out in Gloversville, mm-hmm. and Albany Med. We have a bunch of other contracts that are expiring coming up. We've got organizing drives here. Besides Starbucks, there's several that I know about that are hush-hush right at this moment, but they're going to be announced, soon when they get enough cards and things. So those things are big things. And I can see it's my own observation of the union movement around here. There's more unity in it. Not on some tough, tricky issues, but on the big questions. There's an action that we can. There's unity. You could see it even the other day, the noontime rally out in Schenectady at Bellevue, or Ellis Hospital. There's a lot of unions there at a noontime rally. There was lots of unions there. And elected officials, because all the unions are there, come out. And, it showed some strength.